Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Macroeconomics. Global Edition by Olivier Blanchard is a widely used intermediate macroeconomics textbook that presents the subject as a connected system rather than a set of isolated theories. Its purpose is to help students understand how goods markets, financial markets, labor markets, inflation, and growth interact across the short run, medium run, and long run. The book is structured to move from core analytical models to broader applications, making it suitable for readers who need both conceptual clarity and a coherent framework for policy analysis. Blanchard is known for emphasizing the links between theory and observable economic events, including monetary policy, fiscal policy, unemployment, and output fluctuations. The Global Edition reflects the international scope of modern macroeconomics, showing that the same core relationships can be used to interpret different economies and policy environments. As a teaching text, it aims to build intuition first and then extend that intuition to formal models and real-world questions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the book connects the short run, medium run, and long run. One of the book's defining strengths is its layered organization. Rather than presenting macroeconomics as a single model, Blanchard separates it into time horizons that answer different questions. The short run explains how output and interest rates are determined when prices are slow to adjust. The medium run introduces wage and price adjustment through the labor market, and the long run focuses on growth and the economy's capacity. This structure matters because many policy debates fail when short-run effects are confused with long-run consequences. For example, a monetary expansion may increase output temporarily, but that effect disappears once prices adjust. By forcing readers to distinguish among horizons, the book teaches a more disciplined way of reasoning about stabilization policy and growth policy. It also helps students see why the same policy can be expansionary in one period and neutral in another. The result is a framework that is both pedagogically clear and analytically realistic. Secondly, the ISLM model as a bridge between goods markets and financial markets. The ISLM model is central to the textbook's treatment of the short run. Blanchard uses it to show how output is jointly determined by spending decisions in the goods market and by money demand and money supply in financial markets. The model makes the interest rate the key link between the two markets. Lower interest rates stimulate investment and demand, while money market conditions influence those rates. This is useful because it gives students a concrete mechanism for understanding why monetary policy matters and why fiscal policy can crowd out private activity through interest rate effects. The framework is not presented as a complete description of the economy, but as a disciplined first step that captures the core interactions. Its value lies in turning abstract aggregate relationships into a diagrammatic system that can be used repeatedly for policy analysis. The book also shows the model's limits, especially its treatment of prices as fixed in the short run, which prepares readers for the transition to the medium-run framework. Thirdly, the ADAS framework explains inflation, output, and adjustment over time. Blanchard's medium-run analysis is organized around the aggregate demand and aggregate supply framework. This part of the book explains how output and the price level are jointly determined when wages and prices adjust gradually. Aggregate demand reflects the combination of spending behavior, fiscal policy, monetary policy, and financial conditions, while aggregate supply is derived from wage setting and price setting behavior in the labor market. The model is especially useful for understanding how an economy moves back toward its natural level of output after a shock. It also clarifies the difference between demand disturbances and supply disturbances, which is essential for interpreting recessions, inflationary episodes, and stagflation. Because the model links unemployment, inflation, and output in one framework, it gives students a way to trace policy effects beyond immediate stimulus. It is also closely connected to empirical macroeconomics, since identifying shocks often requires distinguishing whether changes come from demand or supply. This makes the chapter sequence intellectually coherent rather than merely formal. Fourthly, the Phillips curve and natural rate approach to unemployment and inflation. Another major contribution of the book is its treatment of unemployment and inflation through the natural rate of unemployment and the Phillips curve. Blanchard uses this framework to show that there is no stable permanent trade-off between inflation and unemployment in the long run. Instead, inflation depends on expectations, labor market conditions, and the way wages and prices are set. This approach helps explain why attempts to permanently reduce unemployment through expansionary policy can lead to higher inflation rather than lasting employment gains. It also gives readers a more nuanced understanding of disinflation, credibility, and policy design. The natural rate framework is important because it embeds labor market behavior directly into macroeconomic analysis rather than treating unemployment as a purely cyclical. In practical terms, the chapter helps students interpret why inflation can persist even when output is weak and why policymakers must pay attention to expectations. This is one of the book's most important links between theory and real policy choices. Lastly, growth theory, Policy Analysis, and Empirical Realism in Modern Macroeconomics. The long-run section of the book broadens the analysis to economic growth, capital accumulation, saving, and productivity. Blanchard uses the solo growth model to explain how economies build output over time and why growth depends on both capital deepening and technological progress. This is an important complement to the short-run and medium-run material because it shows that stabilization policy alone cannot determine living standards. The book also discusses monetary policy, fiscal policy, and the role of expectations in a way that prepares readers for modern policy debates. A notable feature of the text is its attention to empirical interpretation, including the use of structural evidence to separate demand and supply shocks. That gives the book more realism than a purely diagrammatic introduction, while still preserving accessibility. It stands out because it does not treat macroeconomics as a collection of disconnected tools. Instead, it presents a coherent system that can be used to analyze business cycles, inflation, unemployment, and long-term growth together. In conclusion, Macroeconomics, Global Edition is best suited for students in intermediate macroeconomics, instructors seeking a structured teaching text, and readers who want a coherent introduction to modern policy-relevant macroeconomic thinking. Its main benefit is that it organizes the subject around a small number of interconnected models, allowing readers to move from intuition to analysis without losing sight of the broader economic system. Students gain not only a clearer grasp of ISLM, ADAS, the Phillips curve, and solo model, but also a better understanding of how these frameworks fit together in actual policy discussions. Compared with many macroeconomics textbooks, Blanchard's book stands out for its balance of clarity, realism, and pedagogical structure. It does not simply present models as isolated chapters. It shows how they evolve as prices adjust, as labor markets respond, and as economies move across time horizons. That makes it especially valuable for readers who want a dependable foundation for later study, policy analysis, or applied economic work. It is a standard reference because it teaches macroeconomics as an integrated way of thinking. If you would like to support Olivier Blanchard, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.